and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Your collar okay over there? Looks like that sucker's struggling. Dude, your collar's down in between your chest.
You know that commercial where the guy and girl are on a date, and she looks over, and his, like, the collar, it's a scoop neck instead of, like, a T-shirt?
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, you didn't wash your clothes right.
No, I wash my clothes right, but I can't, like, figure out, like, like a jacket with a T-shirt sometimes will like make it feel weird, and all morning I've been kind of like struggling with it.
Oh, so then I call you out on it.
Yeah, then you make me feel self-conscious about it.
Well, because you had it bunched up, and legitimately like the front of your collar was down below your chest, like below your, where you would have pecs.
Where you would have pecs.
Thanks for calling me out. Does it look okay now?
It looks better.
Yeah.
Well, because the deal is, and everybody has to deal with this because we put on jackets now, right? But you need to pull the back, you need to pull the front, and pull it down a little bit. Now, not as far down as you pulled it.
Putting a jacket on rules by Brandon Baxter.
Don't we all have rules for stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, we all want to look like we're put together.
Well, yeah, I think I look fine now.
Yeah, you do now.
Thank you.
Much better. Hey, I was walking through the store the other day, and I'll name the store. I was walking through Walmart because I was there looking for all kinds of stuff, right? And Kai and I are walking by this one display, and I told him, hey, dude, look at this. And I don't know if like mermaids are a deal, like they're in right now or something like that, but they're selling mermaid tails. You know how they sell the big heads, like the big, like here's, you know, the chicken head or whatever.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I think we had a dinosaur head and all these different type of big, gigantic, almost mascot like heads. Well, now they're selling tails of mermaids and they're all like, they look like a Ric Flair robe.
I haven't seen those yet.
But they're all kind of sparkly, and they have that weird, I don't even know what you call that look. But you know how, like, if you rub up on something, I wish I knew what you call it.
I know what you mean.
Like the sequins, like it
changes. Yeah, sequins. But that's what it's like. They're full of sequins, and I guess you just slide them over your legs and you have a tail.
Did you get one?
No. My wife got one.
Nuh-uh.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that's weird.
So she's asleep. I threw that on her before I left the house.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I think I listened to that song 3 times in a row last night.
Really?
Wow.
I love that song. Something about it, man.
Maybe that should be your karaoke song that you go to.
I'm trying to learn the words.
Yeah.
Because I do that.
You could sing it to Leslie.
Give you my best shot.
Yeah, for like Christmas or something.
Well, I held her hand at one point and sang that song.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, we were in the car. I was like, oh, look at this. It's my song to you. I always pick a song, like a song of the time.
I didn't know y'all were teenagers again.
What do you mean?
You have to always be teenagers in a relationship, David. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you act like you're bored with your relationship all the time.
Oh, man.
Right, doesn't he?
He does.
No, I don't.
David's dating relationship. So Jimmy Allen was on my playlist last night. I listened to, who else? Of course, Casey. Eric Church, the song Some of It from Desperate Man is freaking wonderful, man. Love that song. And then I got caught up on George Strait because I haven't listened to a lot of George lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, there are so many good George Strait songs.
Just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away.
And it's wild because you start playing something and you play this playlist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I can sing basically every word to songs that I haven't heard in years.
Yeah.
And they bring back these memories. Like I hear Amarillo by Morning and I think of my best friend Joe every single time. My whole life I've thought of him.
I think you've told us that before too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll never not think of him when I hear that song.
Yeah.
Like literally, if you're looking for something to listen to where you could just put that on and listen for hours and hours and hours and like 51 or 52 number one hits, do some George.
Yeah.
Can I say I disagree with you?
Why is that?
What?
This is, I guess, is my hot take of the year. I don't get it.
You don't get George Strait?
I don't. I just can't. Ooh. I can't. Is it bad to say I can't get into it?
Well, so if I turned on the playlist right now, you wouldn't be into George Strait?
Nah, I mean, it's all right.
I'm
but
a George Strait expert.
You're the expert?
Yes.
You think you could sing the whole playlist like me?
Probably, yeah.
You think so?
And I became an expert late in life. So, David, there's still time. There's still hope for you.
Maybe. I just...
You think you're good?
Yeah.
What if I play the first part of a song and I test you on it?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
I love these kind of tests.
Well, I could put you to the test, too, David, with Aaron Carter.
David?
Aaron Carter?
See if you know your...
A plus.
See if you know your Aaron Carter. All right, try this one, okay. Kelly. This is the expert, the George Strait expert. Kelly Perry.
Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, yes. You said that. Here we go. Let's see what she got.
Oh, All My Exes.
Yep, that's correct.
Good job.
All right, try this one.
Check yes or no.
Bam. Okay, she is pretty good. How about this one?
Oh, no. Oceanwide Property. Oceanfront Property.
Close enough.
Oceanwide.
One of my favorites. Oceanwide Property. That's one of my favorites. What about this one?
My chair.
The chair. She's having...
Excuse you. I think you took my chair.
What's
he
called
didn't
the
say
chair?
The chair.
Well, what's the name of the song?
I don't care.
What did he choose to put on the album?
I don't care.
It wasn't my chair.
My chair. It is my
She's
chair.
She's taking possession.
She took my chair.
See if you know this one. Pure country as a hint.
When you hear
I don't know the name of it.
Sing a song about.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Sing a song about. Good old days.
No, it's not the good old days. That's wrong.
Sing a song about the.
No?
When you hear twin fiddles
and a steel guitar. You're going to know it as soon as you hear it. It's going to drive
it's
you nuts.
It's going to make me mad.
The sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear.
Get ready. Do you know it yet?
Sing a song about the heartland.
Heartland.
Oh, man. That's pretty, okay, final one. You'll know this one. I'm pretty sure you'll know this one.
Got love without end, amen.
Well, geez, George.
He spoiled it himself.
Got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye.
Obviously, he messed it up.
Do you realize how good that song is? It's all about that, you know, the kid growing up. And
when Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed.
That's good stuff. Anyway, there's your George Strait.
David is flabbergasted.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right.
I say we love George Strait.
Yes.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's okay.
I was thinking, do I pick Garth or do I pick George? And Garth is so amazing. But George has so many number one hits.
Oh, Garth all day.
Oh, it's a tie. I say it's a tie. Maybe a slight edge to
Garth.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip.
Hey, Got Your Gossip on Selena Gomez. There is good news out there. She has decided to go and, you know, seek some mental help over the last month, and she has finally been released from the facility that she checked herself into.
That's awesome.
So she's had some issues over the course of the last year, and I think it's real smart that as opposed to trying to deal with the issues all by herself, she goes and gets the help, and comes out a better and refreshed person. So good news there for Selena Gomez.
Got Your Gossip on Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. So they've settled their divorce, but one thing they're taking really seriously is being good co-parents. For one, they've agreed to live within 5 miles of each other until their son Jack, who's only 6, finishes 6th grade. So that's kind of cool. And Chris and Anna are also sharing physical custody, and they've agreed to be flexible. You know, they're both in movies, TV, all that kind of stuff. So they're going to be flexible, and they waived their rights to spousal and child support. Oh, so they did have a prenup, so there's no really any money issues. So pretty easy for Chris Pratt and Anna Faris.
And we got your gossip on Ariana Grande, who just dropped the new video for her song, Breathing. And if you haven't heard that song yet, here's what it sounds like.
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. Now I gotta keep on breathing.
If I were to ask you to describe the music video in just a few words, how would you describe the video to me?
Can I use just one?
One
I
word?
I was going to use just one.
All right.
Hot.
Oh my God.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. That's Ariana Grande, and her new song is called Breathe, and the video is out today.
The video is out. It kind of showcases her fight against anxiety and has some subtle things against Pete Davidson as well.
Man.
So if you want to go check it out, it's up on the BBITN blog right now on KFIN.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so this go around, we head to Indiana, where some police were patrolling and kind of driving around a little bit slower on Friday night, Friday morning, when this 28-year-old dude named Jacob, I'll call him Jake, pulled up behind him and started honking and waving at him. So the police pulled over to see if Jake needed any help. But he just blew right past him.
What? He was on the Jetsons?
It wasn't anything like that.
Awesome.
It was like he was in a NASCAR race or something. Well, they noticed he didn't have one working brake light, so they tried to pull him over, but old Jake didn't stop. He kept going and kept going for about a mile, and then he finally pulled into this parking lot, which ended up being his work parking lot.
Oh.
Turns out old Jake was trying not to be late for work and was honking at the cops to basically say, get out of the way.
Move! Get out the way.
But that's not exactly what you do. And instead of actually being late for work, he missed work altogether because he got arrested for felony charges of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle.
Oh, that's not good.
So now old Jake looks like he's going to jail. But I heard his old job was as being a janitor. And on Halloween, he had a very funny little deal he was trying to do. He said, basically, he was in the closet and was jumping out at people. And you know what he was yelling at him?
What was he yelling at him?
Supplies!
Dude.
That's an all-time low.
That is. I feel awful about that.
I thought that was an all-time high.
Oh, my gosh.
You make me sad.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I believe the CMA Awards are a week from yesterday. We're 6 days away from Carrie Underwood being like super pregnant on stage with Brad Paisley.
And still beautiful.
So I hope she has the baby on TV.
Oh.
That is a weird demand.
I don't think you actually hope that.
Wouldn't that be awesome if like her water broke? She's like, oh my gosh. You think they'll do that joke?
Like a pregnancy joke?
Well, like, there's, oh my gosh, she's going into labor.
There's going to be some type of pregnancy joke, yeah.
Yeah, Brad Paisley's going to have to make that. I expect him to.
But what if that started to happen, though? Like, it really, really was happening, and they had the skit ready, like, oh, we're going to have this pregnancy joke, and they think the joke is happening then, but truly it's not.
She's like, no, I'm really having a baby.
The ratings would be out the roof.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Twitter blowing up if Carrie Underwood starts having a baby?
Yeah, if you could go ahead and go into labor, that would be great.
Oh, man.
Nobody seems to know exactly when they're, like, due. You know? It's like, we know she's really, really pregnant, and she's not going to be due, like, this week because she wouldn't have booked the CMA Awards, right?
But it's got to be soon.
It's close.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty close. It'll be the perfect Christmas baby. Yeah, watch.
I'm sure. Born on Christmas.
That's exactly how that's going to work. Jeez. For Carrie Underwood. Hey, there's a new cereal out that I think Kai is going to love, but to me it sounds disgusting.
What?
Awful.
What is it?
Like, I like cereal, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get cereal, what do you get?
Oh, it's Lucky Charms.
Really?
Yeah.
With just the marshmallows?
Or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that's good. What about you?
Oh, Cookie Crisp all day.
It used to be mine. When I was a kid, I liked the shredded mini wheats.
What?
Does that say a lot about my life?
Yeah, about your childhood, yes.
Wait,
very much.
The ones with frosting or without?
Oh, with the frosting.
Okay, if you're going to be one of those kids without,
that's a little bit more redeeming.
That's just wheats.
Oh, ugh. Those are gross.
Mom, can you go to the store and get me some wheats?
Woohoo!
But anyway, the new cereal that kids might freak out about is Sour Patch Kids cereal.
Ugh.
Does that sound good?
If it's only the sweet part of the Sour Patch Kid.
But it says sour. That means it's going to be sour when you eat it.
And I'm thinking like fruity and gummy. Like to me, that's not what goes in cereal.
Hmm.
Like, can you imagine like eating some cereal and then popping in like a fruit roll up?
Yeah, see?
No.
So you don't really want like the sour gummy flavor in the middle of your cereal, I don't think.
And imagine drinking the milk. When that's done, like all the coating of like the sour sweet stuff is in the milk and it's all like
actually,
compounded.
Sounds kind of good.
That sounds awful.
Dude, that's almost making me sick.
How about I go buy some Sour Patch Kids, I float them in some milk and see which one of you can eat them.
I'll try it.
Would try that?
Yeah, I'd try it.
You're lying.
I am not. I promise I would try
it. Buy some right now.
If we send David out to get some, you'll eat them.
Yes.
We'll let them float in milk.
The whole box.
Well, no, we'll let them float in milk for how long?
At least 15 minutes.
That's not. No one does that.
What do you mean?
That's essentially what would happen.
No one lets your milk,
though.
Let your cereal float in milk for 15 minutes, then eat it.
That's the way we would have to do it for these, though, because it's not the official cereal.
Oh, my God.
This is my cereal rules.
Of course.
Anyway, coming to a store near you sounds absolutely awful to me.
Terrible.
But she's in.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
She's all for it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And next week, y'all, I don't know if you know this, but Paw Patrol is going to be at First National Bank Arena next week.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday, Paw Patrol Live, and we have tickets to give away before 8 o'clock. So if you have a young one in the car right now who wants to go see Paw Patrol Live, keep your radio on K-Fine. When you hear the Paw Patrol theme, you're going to have the chance to call in and play some Paw Patrol trivia.
It's going to be awesome.
It's coming up before 8 o'clock this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, we have Paw Patrol tickets we're giving away before 8 o'clock this morning. First National Bank Arena next Tuesday and Wednesday. Multiple shows. We have family four packs and your chance to win before 8 a.m.
You can go see Marshall the Dalmatian, Rubble the English Bulldog, Chase the German Shepherd.
Yeah, Kai loves them. Mm-hmm. And I remember he wanted all the toys, you know, he wanted to have those and the collectibles. And as he would call them, because it's the technical term, I would think stuffed animals, he would say he wanted the plush.
The plush?
Oh.
Well, because on like YouTube, they, you know, I guess EvanTube would open up the plush.
Wow.
The Paw Patrol plush.
The plush. Hmm.
So
wow.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's
do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I
happy
hear
birthday.
You.
Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthday sport today, Thursday, November the 8th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jessica Smith of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. We have Chris Lewis from Jonesboro celebrating. Lisa McBroom of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday, so a special happy birthday to Lisa today. Lillian Clydewell of Mark Tree, Danielle Smith from Jonesboro. We have Jet Cox going to Cross County Elementary, 6 years old, a kindergartner there. Jackson Kammerer of Paragould is turning 9 years old. Reese Bray is turning 11. And Mary Murphy is 38 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Ozzy's son, Jack. Jack Osborne, turning 33 years old today. One of Brandon's old favorites, Tara Reid, turning 43 years old today.
Y'all, she was a favorite. American Pie, she was a favorite.
Back in the day, she was Vicky on American Pie, but now she's probably best known for her roles on Sharknado.
Yeah.
Which are a lot of great movies.
Yes.
If you've never seen them.
And most recently, she was escorted off of a plane.
That was a pretty bad deal.
But happy birthday anyway.
Courtney Thorne Smith is 51. That was Jim Belushi's wife on According to Jim, and also Georgia on Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
The foul-mouthed chef, Gordon Ramsay, is turning 52. He's on shows like Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares, and those shows are priceless.
Yep.
Bonnie Raitt, turning 69 years old today.
Ooh, I remember Bonnie Raitt. Birthday to Bonnie Raitt, who celebrates today.
And Lauren Elena is turning 24 years old today as well.
If you trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled. Wear out your boots and kick up the gravel. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled.
I think her story is cool. You know, reality TV, country star. But she grew up and went to the same school with Kane Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They've been friends forever. And that's why the song What Ifs was so strong. That's why the video was so awesome. Because they were connected.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools?
So happy birthday to Lauren Elena, who turns 24 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Reese Bray, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the Big 107.9. K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, y'all, there has been a new tour announcement, and that tour is for Kenny Chesney.
Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels.
Man, let's go see Kenny somewhere.
No joke. But it's his Songs for the Saints 2019 tour. But it's a little bit different than what we've gotten in the past, because he's usually done those big stadium shows and completely sells them out. But this go around, it's for the smaller venues, you could say. Places like Champaign, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan, even Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's three of the 11 shows they've announced as of right now. And I'm anticipating more shows to be announced in the near future. We don't even have ticket info yet. It's just like the pure announcement of 11 shows on Kenny's tour as of right now. But we do know that Kenny Chesney is going out on tour next year.
And congratulations to Thomas Rhett, because People Magazine, they put Idris Elba on the cover, The Sexiest Man Alive. But inside the magazine, on the pages of People Magazine, they detail the sexiest country star. And this year, the sexiest country star is Thomas Rhett. So congratulations.
What would you give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main.
He does say that his family group text was pretty fun.
I bet.
So you can check out the photo on Thomas Rhett's Instagram account. It's up there right now.
Kane Brown has been really open about his past and how he and his mom even at one point lived out of their car. Mm. And he's come a long way from living out of a car. But so things have obviously changed for the better, and he's doing everything he can to help her out. He's also bought her a car, and he made her pick out an apartment. Said, any apartment you want, I want you to pick it out. He also paid a full year's rent and insurance, and even put her on his payroll so she doesn't have to get a job if she didn't want to. Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
You hope your kids grow up and put you on their payroll, right?
Totally. That's why Kai's going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or something like that.
Right. So now that he's able to take care of her, Kane Brown just wants to do everything he can.
There you go. It's Kane Brown. How about this one? It's his latest. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you we have tickets to give away to go see your friends from Paw Patrol next week. And y'all, now's the time.
Call now.
Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem, round Adventure Bay. Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day.
Paw Patrol at First National Bank Arena, that's next week. Your chance to win right now. Caller number 7 gets to play Paw Patrol Trivia. 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
KFINE Country. All right, so Paw Patrol is a huge deal. Like, parents are freaking out to take their kids there. We have family 4-packs to give away today, tomorrow, and next week.
Awesome.
So if you want to be there to see Paw Patrol, we need you on the phones right now. We need caller number 7. We're going to play a very simple game of Paw Patrol trivia.
There you go.
So caller number 7 right now, 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Hey, this is Carrie.
Carrie, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jonesboro.
All right, what are you going to do today?
I'm headed to work.
And where do you call work?
Kroger Pharmacy.
All right. So we appreciate you listening to us this morning, and we have some tickets for Paw Patrol that we're giving away. Would you like a family 4-pack?
Yes, I would.
All right. So who would you take with you if you won?
My sister, my nephew, and my son.
All right. So what are their names?
Christy Sanders from Walnut Ridge. Jet Sanders is my nephew. Yeah. And then my son is Clay.
All right. Shout out to all of them this morning. So now the pressure's on because you have to win for them, okay?
Okay.
We have Paw Patrol trivia. One question. You get one question right and you can win the tickets. David, what is today's question?
Okay. The question is, what breed of dog is Marshall, who also drives a fire engine and is considered a firefighter or a fire dog?
A Dalmatian.
That's it!
Hey! Yay! Carrie, congratulations. You are going to Paw Patrol next week.
Yes, my son is going to... Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yell out the station hooking you up with tickets to take the family to Paw Patrol.
Hey, fine.
Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem, round Adventure Bay.
Yeah.
Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky,
there on the double. No job's too big, no pup's too small. Paw Patrol, we're on a roll. So here we go, Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol in Jonesboro next week, First National Bank Arena, and more tickets coming up on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And on Thursday mornings, Rodney Poff joins us from Occasions Magazine and Jonesboro.com. Good morning, Mr. Rodney.
Good morning.
Have you shrunk or what is the deal here?
Well, Brandon,
I can barely see you today.
I think you guys pulled a prank on me. I didn't realize it until I sat down.
Why is the chair so low?
Because Kelly is about 2 feet tall.
I know, and I love it.
This is a funny visual, though, because it looks like Rodney might be sitting on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get a picture just in case this is funny to you. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, Rodney. Okay, so we'll have to get you a better chair. We have new chairs coming.
Hey!
New studio chairs.
That's great. Well, will the guest chair in the middle be a new one, or will it be...
It'll still be that
one. Hey, okay. And we're selling these
really
cheap.
Will it be yours?
No.
Because I think this one's actually yours.
Why is that? Because it's short?
It has a really wide seat.
See, look at that. Rodney Poff is not a nice person anymore. Anyway, Rodney comes in. We talk about all these events that are going on across K-Fine Country. And there's a bunch of big stuff going on this week, including a first-time event that's happening tomorrow to raise money for the American Cancer Society.
That's right. This is the Cattle Baron's Ball. It's going to be at the Silos, 7 o'clock Friday. American Cancer Society of Northeast Arkansas will host the inaugural Cattle Baron's Ball. This event is a Western-inspired event that will feature food, entertainment, games, a silent auction, and more. For more information, go to cbbofnea.com.
We had the chance to see Kimberly Scutero yesterday morning. She stopped by and was kind of talking about this event. She's doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's had a battle, and she's fought through the battle, and she said she did that for her family so they could see her strength through that whole deal. So, again, raising money for the American Cancer Society tomorrow with the Cattle Baron's Ball. Also, kicking off tomorrow, it's one of the biggest, most festive events that ever happens in this area.
You know when this comes around that it's actually holiday time.
It's time.
So It's a wake-up call. A little bit of Christmas arts and crafts show. It's going to be at the First National Bank Arena. Friday, noon to 7. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, noon to 4. Adults, $6 entry. Children 12 and under are free. 13 to 18-year-olds and 65-year-olds and over are $4. Weekend pass is $12. For more information, call 972-ASU-1.
Over 250 booths out there, mm-hmm. all about the holidays. Wow. And Santa's going to be there at multiple different times as well.
And fudge.
Yeah.
Fudge all day.
The fudge.
I really think I go there for the food.
Yeah.
And to get those different little treats that you can only find once a year.
And those pecans. Those.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Those. Yeah. The kind of, do you like the spicy ones? Yeah. You ever get those?
Yeah.
Those are good. Anyway, a little bit of Christmas this
can
weekend.
Can we just go now and like camp out?
You know what? They're setting up. Maybe you can get deals if you get there early.
See?
So there you go. That's a good idea. Also going on, the ASU Theater Department has performances that kick off tomorrow as well.
Yeah. Animal Farm by George Orwell. Probably, you know, if you guys remember reading that in school.
Yeah.
Did you read in Texas?
Well, I don't know that I read that, but I know that David said he read that.
Oh, well.
Kids have to read it now, yeah.
Everybody does?
There's a lot, yeah. There's a lot.
Dude,
still
it was a great book.
I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Congratulations.
So, Animal Farm.
That sounds like Texas.
Animal Farm by George Orwell at the Fowler Center, presented by the A-State Theater Department. Friday, 7:30. There will also be shows Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Call 972-2037 or go to tickets.state.edu.
All right, on Saturday morning, it's the 2018 Veterans Day Parade.
That's right. It's going to be downtown Jonesboro at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The parade will be on Main Street. Robert Puckett, a World War II veteran, will be this year's parade marshal. Linda Nash, the director of the Beck Pride Center, will serve as keynote speaker. You can contact Marvin Jumper at 761-2735 for more information on that.
And next week, just a heads up, I know a lot of people love taking their animals out and doing those pet photos for the holidays. Christmas cards of you and your pets.
That's right. Holiday pet photos. This is going to be at the Joey Glob Studio on Dana Avenue. So next Tuesday, 5 to 9 p.m., Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Saturday the 17th, 9 to noon and 1 to 5. Proceeds will benefit the NEA Humane Society. Appointments are not mandatory, but walk-ins may be required to wait. Yep. So be safe and go ahead and call and set up an appointment.
Yep.
930-9309.
Let's talk about the live music. Attention members and guests, we have live music tonight at the Brick House. It's steak night and there's karaoke. Then tomorrow, the James Smith Band, and on Saturday, DJ Conway at the Brick House.
And at J-Town's Grill Friday night, Chooch will be out there. And Saturday, it's TLC, Terry, Larry, and Cobb.
Yeah, not, they're not going to be chasing waterfalls.
Don't. Oh, man. How great would that be?
501 Steakhouse Friday night will have Delaney Taylor and Saturday, Tony Spinner.
Upper Crust on Shelby on Saturday, Vicky McGee.
All right, Eleanor's Pizzeria. Let's see. Tonight, Delaney Taylor. Tomorrow, John Jones. And on Saturday, Philip Jackson.
Skinny J's has music tonight with Dylan Kate.
Recovery Room Friday night will have Vicky McGee.
Doe's Eat Place on Saturday, Damn Randy's.
And then the Eagles on Saturday night has the Low Ballers. So there you go. I'm not sure what David's doing.
I'm not doing
why
anything.
He's pointing, but he's a strange person.
What?
He is a strange man.
I might be, okay?
Find out more about the events and the music at jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster,
Poff Off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is a big day in the life of David because today David celebrates a monumental moment. A woman has put up with him for 4 years effective today.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Rachel and I have been together today for 4 years.
She's a keeper.
She is, man. Mm-hmm. Is this your longest relationship?
Yes. Without a doubt.
Are you normally like short-term guy or something like that?
Yeah, that's always like, what I've been, Brandon.
Nights or something like that?
Yeah.
You're a night guy? Well, I mean, you act like it's stupid for me to say, oh, no, I've never been in a long-term relationship before. Ah, keep them quick.
That's not that's what I was getting at.
It's basically
no,
what
no, it's not what I said.
I totally sensed it.
It's not what I said.
I'm proud of you, David.
Thank you.
Too, even I appreciate disgusting.
It. How am I disgusting?
It's just Brandon's
have
word.
You looked in the mirror?
Me?
Oh. Ooh.
What is that? I know you are, but what am I?
Nailed him.
Hey, I read this story that made me think about you. I didn't even realize it was your anniversary, but it talks about how women are basically judging guys right off the bat.
No. True.
And they judge us based on things like where we live. Did you know that? Like, if you don't have a place that's as nice as theirs, there's a good chance they're going to dump you.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. They say 94% of women would stop dating someone if they lived with their parents.
Well, I'm glad Rachel's in that 6%.
66% of women would end things if the person lived with somebody, or I'm sorry, go back. 66% of women say they would end things if the person they were dating lived in a neighborhood that was kind of like not a good neighborhood.
Really?
It's like if you live in a rough place, there's a chance that women might dump you for that.
I can see that.
47% of women say they would end things if the guy's home wasn't as nice as her home. 20% of women would end things if the guy had a roommate.
Man.
Wow.
Kind of aggressive.
Who are these girls?
I know that. But, I mean, think about all these things. You go through all these different deals, and David's done all of them, and Rachel's still there.
I mean, no joke. I mean, I kind of go through that list, and I'm like, whoa, I'm lucky she stuck around for all this.
What are y'all going to do to commemorate 4 years today?
Probably just
like dinner
hang
or
out,
something.
You know. Did you get her anything, David?
Don't.
It's an anniversary.
This is every big moment in Rachel's life.
Listen,
he always shakes his head.
Right.
No.
We celebrated over the weekend when she was in the wedding in Louisville.
How'd you celebrate?
By going to that wedding.
You're being so
weird. You celebrated
weird.
Other people to celebrate your own 4 years.
You should take her out to dinner tonight.
I'll do that.
Somewhere nice. What would you pick?
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Where?
Her pick.
Her pick?
Yeah.
Chicken salad chick. Get her spicy pimento cheese. That's what I want.
For the win right there. I love it.
And the broccoli salad.
Mm.
And that cookie.
Here you go, baby. This is for our 4 years. A cookie.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Selena Gomez. As we mentioned, I guess about a month ago, Selena Gomez had checked herself into a facility just for some treatment. She's had a number of issues, some real-life health issues, and she's had some anxiety issues and some mental health issues that she's been battling, and she's one of those people who says when she feels those feelings, she jumps right in front of them. and she goes and gets the help. She seeks the help that she needs, and she was in a facility for about a month, and she is now officially out of the facility and doing well. So good news there for Selena Gomez. Here's her latest track.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to, when I'm lying close to someone else. You're stuck in my head.
You like this song?
I can get you out of it.
So, anyway, good news there on Selena Gomez going and getting the help for herself.
Got you gossip on Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. So they've settled their divorce. One thing that they're working on, though, is being good co-parents. They're taking that very seriously. Like, for one, they've agreed to live within 5 miles of each other. So basically kind of just a walk apart for their son, Jack. He's just six, but they have to do that until he's in sixth grade. So that's about 5 years they've got to live like that. They're sharing physical custody, but they've agreed to be flexible. Of course, both of them, depending on their work schedules, because both of them are really busy. And they both waived their rights to spousal and child support, but they did have a prenup, so all the stuff that there's no messy issues, I guess you can say. So good for them.
That's great.
And we got your gossip on Ariana Grande, who has dropped a new video for her song Breathing. And if you haven't heard that song yet, here's what it sounds like.
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. No, I gotta keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing.
So this isn't the one that's about Pete Davidson, right?
It somewhat is. Now, it's not like Thank You Next Level.
Right.
But it kind of sort of alludes to Pete in a way. A lot of people are speculating the clouds are kind of a cloud over her life, which is what Pete was to her, maybe. So that's kind of what the speculation is as of right now. But if you want to check out the video for yourself, you can right now on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So early this morning, I got caught up in that trap. That trap on a website where you keep clicking to get more information, where they hook you with like some big thing like AOL this morning, had this big headline of all the stuff I wanted to see, and the stuff would have fit on like one page.
Yeah.
But instead, I bet a dozen clicks.
And it actually says next, and you have to click the next.
Right, and it's ridiculous, but I got sucked into it. I normally, as soon as I go to one of those, typically if it's not something I'm super interested in, I just close it because I'm mad.
That's what
Because they're just looking for clicks, website clicks.
That's exactly, and most of that stuff, it's like one slide is only like one sentence, so everything they put on there, you could literally fit on one page.
It's totally what happened to me this morning, but I got hooked because I saw an article about the Andy Griffith Show.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I started clicking. Did you guys realize that Andy and Barney were real life best friends?
Aww. I
had no idea.
And when Barney was going to pass away, when Don Knotts was about to die, Andy Griffith was right there at his side.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I remember being a kid and worrying about the day they were going to die because I loved them so much, I never wanted them to die. I wanted them to live forever.
Aww.
Did you realize that Opie, the little kid, right? The opening scene that we've all seen a million times where they're walking down there to the fishing hole and Opie throws the rock, it lands in the water. Opie didn't really throw the rock.
What? What
Are
do you mean?
Serious?
Opie was only six. He wasn't strong enough to throw the rock.
Wow.
So somebody was hiding in the bushes and threw the rock for Opie. And they say that if you really pay attention, and I will do this later today, that you will see as Opie throws the pretend rock, there's a delay before the rock goes into the water because somebody else had to throw it.
That's awesome.
And even crazier to me, the theme song that we have all known for 1,000 years that will drive your dogs crazy when I play it right now. Guess what? This wasn't the original theme song to the Andy Griffith Show. I never learned to whistle.
That's a pretty bad attempt.
Yeah,
I'm just breathing.
You're not even close.
There you go.
I don't think I formed my tongue right. Yeah. Okay, but the story is that the original theme song actually had lyrics to it. And y'all, I have unearthed the version with lyrics.
What?
I did. I found it.
But where'd you get this?
Well, from one of Andy Griffith's granddaughters.
What?
Melanie Griffith sent me this.
Brandon.
Did you realize that is Andy Griffith's granddaughter?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
I'm telling you, that is 100%.
A lie.
Here's the lyrics. Check this out. This is going to blow your mind. This is actually Andy Griffith singing the song. And the idea was they had the lyrics. They were going to have the whistle in the background. They decided to drop the lyrics all the way.
Wow.
And imagine how the world would be different today.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away.
How about that?
What a great plays to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
Crazy.
What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
Is that crazy, y'all?
That is crazy.
It blows my mind.
So they decided to dump the lyrics right there. I have it. I have unearthed the audio from Andy Griffith's granddaughter, Melanie Griffith.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jennifer Garner was in church the other day, and she said she almost had an accident. She did have a little bit of an accident, a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction in church.
What happened?
Well, they say she had gone to the bathroom, and that when she came out of the bathroom, she did not properly take care of everything she needed to put back together. And she says, and I quote, that everybody in the church almost saw her, quote, biscuit.
Biscuit.
I love her. Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
She's really funny.
She is?
Yes. She's really, really funny on Instagram.
Does anybody know what is considered a biscuit?
I have been wondering what that is. That's a good question.
Do you know?
I've heard people say, like, you know, I've got a, like, busted biscuits, like when you button your pants and you kind of have, like, your little muffin top that comes out, like I look like a can of busted biscuits. I've heard that before.
She's not talking about that.
No, she's talking about something else.
She's talking about, I just don't know if it's above the equator or if it's south of the equator.
Right.
Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Look it up. Go to Google right now.
Is that what the kids are calling things these days?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, y'all, there is a new tour, and this tour is for Mr. Kenny Chesney.
Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels.
I loved this song.
Hands.
Anyway, this is called the Songs for the Saints Tour, but it's a little bit different than what we've gotten in the past because he's usually done those huge stadium tours over the summer, right? But this time he's going to these smaller, more intimate venues, places like Champaign, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, those are three of the 11 announced dates as of right now. In fact, we don't even have dates yet. It's just venues and cities at this point.
Right.
It is strictly that. No dates, not even ticket info is out yet. But we do know that Kenny is going out on tour sometime next year.
One of the things I love about that song is the way it starts. Do you know how it starts? Dun, 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 dun. Do you know it? It's big. Ball. Do you know it?
No.
No.
How does it go?
Big. Ball. Dun, 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 dun. It's a color. Think about it.
Big red.
Big red ball. No, David. Big, it's not red.
Big green.
It's not green. And I'm not going to give you any more color options. It's not big beach ball.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
What is it? Yellow.
Big yellow
brown.
Ball. People are mad at you. Big brown ball.
I don't know.
Does that sound like something you'd put in a song?
No.
Big brown
or
ball.
Or what is it?
Hey!
I got it. And I'm good.
Big brown ball. Probably not.
Big orange ball.
Yeah.
Sinking in there you the go. Water.
All right. Testing y'all.
I'm testing you guys. Hey, check this out. Congratulations goes out to Thomas Rhett. He has been named People Magazine's sexiest country star. And he does say that when the family heard about this and saw the photo on his social media, that the family text was really, really funny.
Don't you know that, like, Dierks Bentley and Brett Eldridge have been probably blowing his phone up,
yes,
too? Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's a big deal. Congratulations to Thomas Rhett.
What would give to be 16 wild and free?
Just lazy.
Up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be riding where I want to be when I'm 16.
Congratulations, Thomas Rhett.
Kane Brown had a really hard life growing up, and he was raised by a single mom, and she struggled, and at one point they even lived out of a car. And things have changed for the better, of course, but he says he's always going to do everything he can to make her happy and to help her out. He's already bought her a car. He made her pick out an apartment that she wanted, wow. any apartment that she wanted. He even paid for a full year of rent and insurance,
wow.
and also put her on his payroll, so if she didn't want to get a job, she doesn't have to.
Y'all, he is the ultimate son.
I know it.
Taking care of his mama. That's Kane Brown. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight we have Thursday Night Football on the Fox Television Network. 7:20 is officially kickoff, but this might actually be the best game of the week on Thursday night.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Carolina Panthers.
Come on now.
So I think that'll be a pretty good game. Watch What Happens Live is on TV tonight as well on Bravo, 10 o'clock. Sarah Jessica Parker will be the guest on that.
Right.
You also have Grey's Anatomy, Supernatural, Legacies, Station 19, How to Get Away with Murder, and SWAT. All on TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.